We're starting. Put your damn phone away.
You didn't even give me a warning.
We just been doing prep for like the last 10 minutes. Did you think it was, it was ceremonial?
What was the prep? Zipping up your hoodie? Like, or
I'm OCD. I just like ritualistically pretending I'm starting a radio show.
Holy crud nuggets.
Really? What did you do to the mic?
Nothing. It's perfect.
What did you do? Why is bent at the bizarre angle?
No, it isn't. And Skip could be listening, so it's very good.
What did you...
It's way more gooder. Now, come on.
Our mics are suspended in the middle of four. They're almost
like
fancy
rubber bands. We don't
have to
spell it out. They're not here. They don't need to
I see what you did. Do you see what you did?
Yeah, I know, but now
so
I want to leave
it. Stick
it
back on.
No, because then it's twisty.
Anyhow, Allison managed to snap one of the arms off.
No,
so
I did not. It's fine, see? It's just...
You didn't actually press it on so it clings around. Keep
Who
pressing
cares?
Until it clings around the metal piece.
No, I don't want...
The
I don't,
rubber bands
now it's
have
crooked.
A little grip
Now look,
in
now
the
you
middle.
It's tippy. Now I'm leaving it like that.
Okay, fine. And when they lose control, when one of the rubber bands... You really can't do... Okay, just leave it as is. Because now it sounds like hell. Now it really sounds like unprofessional hell. It was bad before with my stumbling and mumbling. But now it really sounds bad. Mike screwing.
That's
pretty
funny.
Oh, my God.
I am so funny.
Yeah, so with one of these rubber bands out of place, the other three tighten up an extra amount without the resistance on the other corner.
Who cares?
And it's jutting up like an erection
now. Is
this
Bill Nye,
the
science guy?
It looks like a robot's
penis. Gravity Hour? A robot's wing wing.
It does.
And we don't say that other word.
Oh, the P word?
Yeah.
Really? Is that not even part of your profanity?
We say personality.
I know you don't swear, but is penis part of that? Because we can say penis.
We can.
Yeah.
Just over and over and over again.
I mean, like, not 50 times like I have Tourette's, but we can say the word. I don't think it's profanity.
I think it is. It
really?
Sounds bad.
You don't like them? They scare you?
Some of them do. If we're going to be honest, is this honesty hour?
No, it never is.
I've seen some goofy ones.
Really?
Not good.
Let's start with that, actually. You're listening to Papa's Basement, by the way. Find us on iTunes.
Yeah.
That is more important than anything. Find us on iTunes and subscribe and rate us and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Allison Frank at Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. At Allison Frank for her. A-L-L-I-S-0-N is how you spell that. And inpapasbasement.com is the show's
Sounds
website.
Good.
New episodes every Monday and every Thursday.
Sounds terrific.
It does, because it came out of my mouth.
Oh, golly, Ned. That is not even...
Really?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
The Forge of Zeus. That's what I call it. That's how godlike it is.
I don't know about that.
Hold on. I'm unzipping the sweatshirt now, because you got me that hot and bothered.
Yeah. I think that has to do with the whitehead that's above your left nostril.
You know, I get some really mutant whiteheads, especially when I'm Greek, so I'm oily as hell. Two, I have the mustache... And the curly Greek hair, so they kind of like flip inward almost and burrow in. Like, I have black man facial hair. I've said that a million times. It's the truth.
Okay.
In the pantheon of disgusting whiteheads I get, which, by the way, according to my mom, according to old wives' tales.
That it's handsome. It's sexy.
No, you're not supposed to pop them, like in the little triangle between the bottom of your nose and the top of your lip. No, it apparently can cause skin cancer.
No, it can't.
I've Googled it. There is some veracity to the claim.
I don't care. When it's out there, it's just screaming, hey, let me out.
I'm just saying, in the pantheon of whiteheads, I get...
And you want to put a...
And I get a lot. Again,
a glass dome over it like it's pheasant under glass, ladies.
I am literally the perfect storm of conditions for zits in general. But
I don't
especially
really
in that
get
region.
Too many. I mean, it's very rare.
This isn't one of my worst ones. And we were...
But it's white and it's right there. And I have to look at it after my beautiful lunch.
You'll keep it down. Don't be a baby.
Not if I talk about weird penises.
Well, I wanted to get to that. We were going to do a break on me falling apart, literally.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Everyone wants to hear it. I want to talk about it because it's important to my favorite subject, me.
No, it's not good because it's just
a my favorite whiny. Audience member. Because really, the show is for the audience of one.
You'd be like my dad's friend, Joe Devinish, who sings doo-wop. he pulls over in his convertible. My dad's like, what are you listening to? He's like, myself. And it's him singing. It's like Dean Martin.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. When the moon hits your eye.
Like a recording of himself.
Yeah, he has his own CD.
Who tolerates their voice? I hate when I have to hear 5 seconds of my crap.
Some people have been listening lately. We have a lot of new listeners. And I mean, they'll be like, oh, your voice
not
is
so, much the
so terrific.
Really?
Like,
you?
Yeah, it's not terrific. If anybody listened to the Lynn Bowl episode.
Maybe I should have changed my tonality there. Like,
people more than just our one pal who tweeted about it, but more people than that were just like, oh, you know. What was that? You know what? My laugh kind of reminds me of that that dog, that sneaky dog from the Laugh Olympics.
Muttley.
Yeah.
Laugh Olympics? Was that what it was called? I thought he was in the, they're all.
But the Laugh
it was
Olympics.
Dick Dastardly, right? And his dog Muttley?
Yeah.
Am I wrong on this?
No,
I'm Googling it right now.
No, that's correct. But they pulled all the characters together. Like all the characters had their own show, like Huckleberry Hound and
they're all
Hanna-Barbera
crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had each team, but yeah, my laugh sounds kind of like
there was, it was wacky races.
No, it was called the Laugh Olympics.
Were there a bunch of them? Oh, they did have an Olympics-based show, too, where they competed for points and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember wacky races, though.
When I never even heard of that.
Oh, it was like they were in a perpetual race with other Hanna-Barbera characters.
Yeah.
And just doing evil things, you know, like the Ben-Hur spikes would come out.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what's they did that in Laugh Olympics, too.
Maybe it's the same show. I look back, Hanna-Barbera is some real crapola.
My mom, those are my mom's favorite cartoons. Both the Jetsons and the Flintstones are my mom's favorite. My dad's favorite's Popeye.
See, those are different, though. Like, Flintstones and Jetsons were kind of... I know Flintstones was actually a nighttime series at first, which is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I could be so wrong on that, but I really think I'm not. I really think I'm not. But I don't know if Jetsons was... I'm talking more their, like, Snagglepuff, you know, and they had Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of characters who I think they're all part of shorts and stuff like that.
I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't really.
I just, USA.
I like the Looney Tunes. That was my favorite.
Looney Tunes was obviously higher quality.
Yeah.
Much, much higher quality. It wasn't like 4 frames per second.
Yeah. I mean,
animation.
I look back on some of those episodes now, I see them. Later on, bits and pieces or whatever, and I think, wow, that was pretty darn clever. Like, how did they get away with that?
Looney Tunes is brilliant.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Hanna-Barbera is kind of junk.
I mean, it's just
which
not my
one
favorite.
Was Droopy? Was he Hanna-Barbera?
I don't know.
I think it was Hanna-Barbera. I could be wrong.
I didn't really like that. I didn't
Droopy
like Mr.
Dog.
Magoo either.
Mr. Magoo sucked ass.
That was horrible.
I never
Some
saw
old
Mr.
Man
I never
around.
Saw Mr. Magoo cartoons, so I don't think they were Hanna-Barbera affiliated. I could
not,
be wrong.
I don't know who they were, but I mean,
I got exposed. Like Looney Tunes were aired, if I remember, that was how Nickelodeon segued into Nick at Night back when cable channels were limited. Please don't jiggle your chair. It's,
I know.
It's really, really loud. You're just sitting there going, creak, 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 creak. Do I need to go to the car for the WD-40?
Oh, my. You might. You might.
Please just switch chairs or something.
I'm not even moving right now.
I can hear it in my brain.
That's because you have problems. It's probably that zit under your nose that's screaming at you. So,
really? That's the sound of one of my cable car mustache hairs greasing across it? But back before, because now there's obviously like a Nick at Night channel and a Nick channel, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know that for a fact. I can just guarantee you that's the case now.
Yeah.
Channels don't have they don't have the need to shove themselves together anymore. Because in the day... Nickelodeon ran from like 7 a.m. to like 7 p.m. And before school, I remember I would watch Looney Tunes on either DC 20 or Nickelodeon.
Hmm.
And then going, Mm-hmm. You really added a lot as you got. Did you get a nice biteful of nail right there?
Not yet.
Those horse chompers. I'm surprised you're not drawing back a stump like an amateur sushi chef.
Oh,
damn
my.
It.
You can't even speak
But
today.
I think 7:30... Oh, I've been bad lately behind the mic. Are you kidding me? Been a real CF lately. This is gold compared to the government episode. The one you missed?
Yeah, it wasn't.
That I did with that. Howard?
Oh, my.
Not a good one.
Yeah.
But Looney Tunes would run you into Nick at Night. And then at 8, I think you started getting your Lassies, your Mr. Eds, and that junk. So I would watch them then as well. Sunday.
Yeah.
On Cartoon Express that USA put together. You had that like 8 a.m. to 11, and Cartoon Express was a bunch of repackaged Hanna-Barbera
crap. I'm too old to have really done like cartoons, regular cartoons at night. That's all new. When I was little.
Yeah, you were wet nurse to Joseph Hanna. And he like put down your nipple and he's like, one day I'm going to draw things. You're like, oh, that's delightful, Joey. Yeah.
Can you make Johnny Quest? I never watched that anyway. That's really before
with
my
Haji.
Time. Yeah.
With the two gay bearded men. Or no, the one
my friend Jason took a picture of our feet, and that's what we reminded ourselves of, Johnny Quest and Haji, because I'm brown and he's not.
Really? Johnny Quest and Haji as they looked at each other's feet? From the bottom of the bed.
I'm just saying that's what it reminded us of. So,
well, that was a brilliant aside.
Well, you know, that happens. But yeah, we had cartoon day. That was Saturday. Saturday was cartoon day. And I would actually map out my Saturdays with the TV guide.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. And so I knew which channels to change it to see which cartoon I wanted to see next. And when the new fall season came out and the new cartoons.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. And then I knew which ones I wanted to see. But now
I didn't even have TV guide, actually. I had TV week.
Yeah,
that came free with the newspaper.
My mom actually she liked two magazines. She liked People magazine and she liked the TV Guide. But TV Guide is something we always had. We were dirt
that's
poor.
Like, that's like Homer Simpson right yeah. there.
I don't know. I never watched.
No, it's literally an episode where he's explaining away how Lisa's so literate.
Yeah,
and he credits it to reading her TV Guide as a child.
But they did. They had articles in the beginning, you know, like a little miniature People magazine, and then you had all of your TV Guide series and stuff.
I mean, it's so funny to me.
My mom actually saved them. She had a whole collection of them. Like, she
oh,
would
no
save
wonder
them.
We got along. Our moms share a common poison.
No, but my mom was not. She's not hoarder. My mom actually threw everything away. That's why I have nothing.
Well,
from
she
when
threw
I was
away
a kid.
Like yeah, everything related yeah. to your childhood.
But she was saving the TV Guides for something. Like
well,
I don't know why.
You might want to read that. You know that final Highway to Heaven's write up.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to remember something that really matters.
But actually, some of them, because the you know new shows or like Happy Days or you know they would have the covers on there. I don't. But they made the TV Guide bigger now. Now it's like a magazine.
Yeah, because it
size.
Used to be like little Reader's Digest, like yeah. the perfect. You sneak this out of the doctor's yeah. office size thing.
But now it's like this big, huge thing. I think that was a bad move. Why did they change it? I wonder.
I don't know. Why does it exist anymore? Like the instant yeah. they made digital cable.
Yeah.
This is so funny to me because there's a generation out there that doesn't even remember. I might be sleeping with a member of their ranks right now. There's a whole generation out there that doesn't remember. You couldn't hit just guide and yeah. have all the channels come up. It used to be you memorized channels.
Yeah, exactly.
I got Fios last year. I still don't remember half the channels. I just do search.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking for the football tonight. Then I'll type in NFL and it magically comes up on whatever the NFL network is.
Yeah, I don't know channels either. People, I mean, I'll know networks sometimes. I'll
to this
be like,
day,
oh,
I can
this,
tell you.
They'll say, well, what channel is that? And I'll be like, oh, I don't know.
When I was a kid, USA, 75.
Yeah.
I want to say Cinemax, which I didn't even own.
Yeah.
I would just flip to the channel for a split second flash of what it was. That was 77. MTV became 112.
Yeah.
And Nickelodeon was 64. I don't know those things on my current plan.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what they were from when I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
Disney Channel, 65.
Yeah. I don't know.
It just comes to me.
Actually, you know, there was an age back then where you had cable, but then there was like this weird thing you could do with your TV dial. So like if your reception wasn't good, you had like a conditioning type knob that would make it clearer or weaker. So you just twisted this knob and your picture would get crisper. That's before cable was so great. You did have a clear picture with cable, but if you went in between channels and you kind of did that on your TV and you twisted that conditioning knob to make mm-hmm. the thing clearer, you could get channels that you didn't actually get. So like I could get HBO or I could get,
really?
It would be kind of like black and white or whatever, but you could watch it.
Well, yeah, there are certain boxes if you flipped to, like, especially when we were kids and we yeah. did not have internet pornography.
Right.
As the slang calls it.
Correct.
You would flip to Spice Channel.
Yeah.
And depending on your friend's box, sometimes it would just come in really wavy.
Yeah, weird.
And you'd
yeah.
be like, do I see a nipple? What is that? And yeah. you would maybe get the
all
audio,
warbled.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to get yourself off to just the audio, that yeah. hammy audio.
Yeah.
I did not have a good box. Like I said, you'd flip it maybe like 1 in 10 times.
But that's what it was.
Second.
When it was all kind of weird and wavy, if you had an older television where you could just kind of manipulate the picture.
Really?
You could kind of get it. Like, I saw like Andy Kaufman wanted to do this bit on TV because he wanted the vertical lines like to skip, mm-hmm. you know, and he wanted it
overrated. By the way,
they
just putting it out there.
He just wanted it to roll out through the network purposefully, like with a vertical line, so people would go up and try to adjust their TVs and stuff, which actually is a big prank because you only had three channels, and if one of them was skipping,
I remember the last time I was pranked that way. It was called the Sopranos finale, and everyone in unison went, "God damn it! Why did the TV stop right now?" And then after 5 seconds, you're like, "Wait a minute!" You flip to another channel. You're like, "Well, why is this one coming in?" And then you flip back, and you got your David Chase credits.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so those were the good old days.
Oh, really?
Not really.
I remember I downloaded something, maybe 93. This was like when you, maybe 92-ish even. This was like when you didn't have the internet, but your nerdy friend did.
Yeah.
The creepy friend who no one else befriended, but you liked him because he could give you like a small disc that had four pieces of pornography.
Oh, my.
That were 10 pixels each.
That wasn't my thing.
Oh,
That's a guy thing, really.
Well, yeah, the coveting of pornography, I think that is a guy thing. Anyhow, one of them downloaded a guide on how to, like, I guess it was called Freaking the Box or whatever. It was back in the day, the freaking thing spawned from, I think it's a term related to phones initially. Like, you could play tones into phones and get, like, free long distance and things of that nature. I mean, really, how dorky can you get?
I don't know. I didn't have those.
Is that supposed to pull you some hot 1977 fuzz? You're like, come here, lady. You can call your grandma now.
That's right.
Is that how you pull it?
Didn't you say she was in Oklahoma?
Yeah, but there was like a way, supposedly, you could pull apart the cable box. And I think you had to like wrap a coil around a nail and bridge two parts. And I was always like, one of these days I'm going to do it. I never did.
Yeah.
Then I just became an adult and started paying for HBO like a goon.
Yeah. I remember when we had to pay for long distance. That was crazy.
Dude, when I went to college, people didn't have cell phones. You had to get dumb calling cards.
Yeah.
And then we just went on AIM. We just instant messaged each other.
That's my dad. He still has a landline with the thing on there. And I'll be like, well, like, who has that? But I think it's just $10 a month. He's like, well, you can't
beat
that.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. My landline is only left one because my mom wants it. But two, it was like a package. It was literally cheaper to get the cable and internet with the landline than without. So it's like, I guess. I mean, I'll be honest, on my own, if you gave me free landline, I'd pick up a $20 phone and use it.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, I just wouldn't.
I still think cell phones give you brain cancer.
I don't know. They probably are not good for us, but I mean, it's so portable. It's so, like, that's the number everybody has. Why is somebody going to want to call your house?
What's the beauty of the house, though? I mean, well, I guess now I have unlimited minutes. So, yeah, now there's really no reason that I wouldn't use the cell phone. Just the brain cancer. Still convinced they cause that. Really, if they had a study tomorrow that said cell phones shrank your testicles if they were within 10 feet of you, would anyone give up their cell phone?
No.
Especially women, but.
No, they're not. They'd really, be like, oh, hogwash.
What would you have to hear a cell phone did to you health-wise in order to stop using it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if it was a hard case, I would believe it. You know what I mean? And people were just, you know, just falling over on the side of the street. And you think, wow, those are dangerous. But we know a lot of things are bad for us and we continue to do it. You know, we know that the meats and the things with the hormones and all that, like it's so bad for us. And, you know, these things make you sick and this causes cancer.
So
and people are still smoking.
If it's not a completely... this is happening right now thing.
Yeah.
Like you answer a call and then just a trickle of blood, like a rusty pipe. So I was going,
I mean, you can plug that. You can just, you know, wad up a tissue.
I was hanging with Stevie Nicks in her heyday and Jimmy Iovine. That kind of blood trickle. You're saying even that.
I mean, that's all right. But I mean, if people were just walking along, just melting on the street.
The guy just wipes the sleeves. Like, ah, coincidence.
It's like... no big deal. Nobody's giving up their cell phone. And now you can't even borrow somebody's phone. I mean, it'd be easier to say, hey, can you lend me a kidney? Like, than to just say, hey, can I borrow your phone?
Your cell phone? Yeah, I wouldn't let anyone use my cell phone, but I have a good one. I have the iPhone 5, man.
Who cares?
Someone's going to sprint away with it. It depends. If it's like a big fat person, they can borrow it because I can run them down.
Or she a great big fat person.
Great big fat person. But if it's like Usain Bolt looking brother and he's like, hey, can I bum that for 5 seconds?
No, I'm saying even your family or friends, you're not going to let your mom borrow your phone for a day.
I'm not going to let her flip through the photos. That's for damn sure.
Don't you have it hidden or whatever?
No.
Why? They're just all open.
Oh, yeah.
What about your girlfriend?
I mean,
I hope she's listening.
She probably is. There's nothing too bad there. There might be a lot of nudité.
What kind of nudité? Like naked vegetables and fruits and your smoothies?
My cat Roxy on her tummy, all 8 of her nipples.
Oh my, her and her 8-pack. Her 8-pack abs.
Her poor sagging parts.
Oh, she's all right.
Her little donkey cart. I'm falling apart, not even from cell phone use. I don't know what's wrong with me lately.
But you're fine. You're not. You just
no, I'm dying. Want, I'm yeah. convinced I'm dying. There's a tightness in my chest.
Yeah, on the opposite side of your chest. You want to be like my sister who's like, what side is your heart on? I'm like, you're a nurse. Like, I wouldn't want you taking care of me.
All right, so I took aspirin. That seems to have helped the pain a lot. But yeah there is an ache. And it's usually like a passing gas pain I have.
Yeah.
My right pec kind of feels like parallel with one of the ribs. But it has lasted for 2 days now. So I am convinced I'm dying of a heart attack. And there's nothing you can do to convince me otherwise. Because
your heart is not on that side of your body, Dorkenheimer.
Oh, really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you were born that way. That's a Greek thing.
I don't know.
Your heart's on the opposite side of your body.
I don't know where it is. I know my chest hurts to the point I woke up from it during the night.
Yeah, it's fine. It happens. You're not 21.
That's when
my dad goes to the doctor. My dad's like, he tells his doctor, like, oh, this hurts, or, you know, this, or, you know, I've got this and I can't bend my arm this way or that way. And his doctor's like, well, Bob, you're 63. And he's like, yeah, but I want answers. Like, I want it to stop. And he goes, well, we can't because you're 63. Like, that's what happens when you're 63.
Louis C.K. does a bit on that. He's like, you hit a certain age and the answer to a medical malady is, well, it just stays that way from here on out.
Yeah, but my dad's like, but I wasn't always like this.
His doctor's like,
always 63.
Yeah, it will be until you're dead. And then it all goes away again.
But actually, you know, my dad does this thing all the time and he'll be walking along and then he'll kind of lose his balance like a gimp or something. And his knee kind of gives out and he's like, oh, and he's like, these bone chips. I got these bone chips flying around. And I always bust his chops about it. But now when I get up, I hear like these cracks and pops and things. I'm thinking,
I'm horrific. I have just joints that I've waved off now. Left elbow? That's the bad one. Left knee? Are you kidding me? You want more in 30 seconds? Doggy style? Good luck.
But I want to.
It's a ceremonial act at this point.
I'm just a couple years away from complaining about my own bone chips. Like I'm a nurse that doesn't make sense, but when you hear these cracks and pops, it sure does. Like, man, I got my dad's damn bone chips. These damn bone chips flying around. I can't walk properly.
I swear I'm getting dumber. Just listen to the show the past few weeks. It sounds like it's taking place right now, right in the last fortnight. It's bad. You know what? Really, another thing that scares the hell out of me, if you want to talk short-term memory damage / loss, whatever. Okay. Do you know how many times I will be emailing myself a note on the iPhone?
Okay.
And I'll type in everything, like happened today, by the way.
Okay.
I typed up the show's outline, what I wanted to get to, you know, what we can run through.
All right.
I send it to myself.
Right.
It does the little whoosh sound effect.
I gotcha.
You get the ding 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
In that amount of time.
Yeah.
That's all it takes for me to go, I got a new email. What is it? I swear to Christ. I then flip back. I'm like, oh, what did I get? And then I'll just say, from John Papa Giorgio. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, again. It doesn't stop. There's like a 2-week window, maybe a month, where it tapered off. And I was like, finally getting back to where I was as an 8-year-old. Nope. Did it this morning. Dumb as ever. I don't know what's wrong. And oh, God forbid.
Yeah.
I send it from another program.
Yeah.
Like where you email yourself a notepad file. Oh, holy ass.
Is it Christmas?
Yeah. I'll check 5 seconds later because I'm always on my email. Yeah. I'm like, hoo-hoo-hoo, what is this? Again, just John B. Papa Georgia.
But I'm kind of like that way with the ladies' time of the month. And it's like, it's been the same way really since I was a teenager, but it tricks me every time. And my side effect is
that's
not
just
all,
gross, though.
Yeah, but it's not like this PMS.
You just walk around in your white shorts like, no, I need a towel.
Never. No, but mine, I don't get like, my mom would always say like her boobs hurt or she would have headaches or some people get PMS-y and crabby. My sister wants to eat somebody's face off and she'd be like,
she's always a bitch though.
She's like, like, don't come near her. But I don't have that. My only thing is that I get really tired. And so I'll be like nodding out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just sitting there like, it's almost like a narcolepsy kind of thing. And yeah. I'll be like, why am I so exhausted?
And then you wake up and you look like Tim Roth in Reservoir Dogs.
That never happens. But then it's like a few days later, I'll be like, oh, fooled me again. Like, why can't I just, it's 28 days later. Like, why can't I put the pieces of that puzzle together? I'm like, yeah, you're tired.
Where are you on the cycle right now, buddy?
I have no idea.
No clue.
And when I go to the doctor, they're like, when was your last? I'll be like, I don't know. Yesterday.
You just reach down and then draw back your hand. It's like now. It's now. You got a paper towel.
I'm like Rain Man. No, I mean, because I think because I'm not symptomatic. I have a very light time of the month. And so it's never.
It's not gonorrhea. You're not symptomatic.
Yeah, people are. People have to be like, I have friends. They have to be in bed with rags on their heads, taking ginseng and everything else. Like they're all bloated. People talk about being bloated. And I told you the one girl I worked with, she had to use 2 tampons and a pad. Like, how awful is that? Like, she's just got to saddle a wheelbarrow.
What 4-H contest had that cow, that bovine been entered in?
I don't know, but women are pretty bad. And if you talk to guys, they'll be like, oh, I can't talk to my wife, you know, for the next few days or whatever. Like,
I've never had a girl that bad, but.
Because whenever you're with someone, I think it's bone time. And if it's bone time, they're not ragging. So, and you don't really have a relationship.
Trust me, I've never had a girl who tried to pull that stuff. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. No. I'm just saying, like, when you get together, it's happy time, so they're not inviting you over when it's that time of the month.
No, I'll get invited when it is that time, but they're not hell beasts usually. The problem is, I naively assume there's no difference, and there is. Like, I will usually leave, and I'm like, why the hell were we fighting so much? Just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but see, I'm not argumentative or that. I'm just tired. I'm just, it's like weird tired. Like, I could just.
By the way.
Yeah.
Do I have to pretend that your microphone isn't about to fall into space right now?
But it isn't.
You're down to one of the 4 rubber bands that stabilize it, holding it in place.
That's true. There's only one.
Like the scene in the action movie where the hero's hanging on with one hand and then his pinky goes and then his ring finger goes. And finally, he's just holding himself with his index finger. That's your microphone right now.
Yeah, but it's fine and it isn't broken. It's just.
It's. Not fine. Is a car on one tire fine? Just because it can still move?
Yeah. Haven't you seen Herbie the Love Bug? I mean, he can just hop around on one tire.
Really? Does he?
No, he doesn't.
I was going to say, that sounds asinine.
I just made that up.
We're almost a quarter of the way done with our recording, and then we get frozen yogurt. Delicious Froyo. At Sweet Frog.
Yeah.
Who funds abortion clinic bombings, and we all know it.
No, that's not true.
I don't actually know that. I will say that for legal reasons, but. We all know it's the case.
No, I don't think so.
No, they do.
I don't think that's not really true, so.
And it's right next to a Dunkin' Donuts, so you buy the donut first, and then you walk into Sweet Frog, and you throw that down as the base of the yogurt.
No, that sounds
terrible.
You
just dump the yogurt on top of it.
When I was in Ohio, we saw these, it was at Kroger, and they had all of these donuts, and on them, on some of the donuts, they were like sour gummy worms on the donut. So it's like a donut, then the frosting, then sour gummy worms. They were like, what is this? 5-year-old bring your work kid to work day? Like a 5-year-old designed these donuts. They're like, yeah, let's put some Swedish fish on here. Like,
no,
it's already like a donut.
A huge thing lately. Just the same way there's these little designer cupcakes now.
Yeah.
When really a cupcake should be something you get from like the super fresh grocery.
Yeah.
And you get a box of them for $1 and you throw half
of
them against the wall.
I'm not a big cupcake person. I don't even make them. I'm not even big. I actually don't mind watching the Cupcake Wars because I like food shows, but I don't actually get into cupcakes. I would never, like when I was in Ohio, they would, or not in Ohio, when I was in Illinois, they would always go
to. Can you stop talking about Illinois for 2 seconds? Really, it's off mic. It's just Illinois this, Illinois that. Can you stop?
That was because it was a half an hour ago.
Can you stop?
Anyhow, so, but they all like to go to this cupcake bakery or whatever, and they just don't really set me on fire. Like, cupcakes don't do it for me. I mean,
I'm all right with them. They're sweets. Like, anything sweet is going to work okay with me. But,
If I had a choice of sweets, I would rather have something else. I guess I'm more of an ice cream person.
Cream's going to beat a pastry.
I was talking to Harmon's dad, and I was like, so what is your sweet tooth thing? I was like, well, we're going to go get ice cream. And
isn't Harmon's dad diabetic?
No.
Were you being smart with him?
No, his mom has problems with her blood sugar and all that. I don't think he does. He has back problem. Anyhow, so Harmon's dad was...
Harmon's
dad is a sweetie pie.
I love Rich Harmon's dad.
Oh, my gosh. He's great. So we were talking for a little bit, and he said his wife sent him a message and wanted some vanilla ice cream. He's like, I don't really get into it. And I was like, are you going to bring her some or whatever? And then I said, well, what's your sweet thing? Like, what do you, if you're going to
And he smiled and said my wife. And the audience
said me.
Oh, he did? Okay. He was cruising.
He was like, my kind of vanilla is right here.
Never mind. Dirty vanilla. Looks like you dropped it on the floor some. Then try to tell mom you didn't.
But I said, well, what was your thing? And he lit up like a Christmas tree and he said, cake.
Cake.
Wow. And I was like, where do you get like a whole cake? He goes, oh, you can get them at Safeway. You can get them at Giant. You can get them.
So it was a Bubba Gump moment. But about cake.
Yeah, he's like, oh, man. Grocery store cakes were my favorite.
Yeah, and big then, sheet cake? I'll be honest. Is there anything really better?
It's awful. That's the worst kind of cake. I actually do not like.
In terms of taste or health?
All of it. I mean, it just doesn't taste good. Like if somebody gives me a birthday cake from Safeway, I'm like, you know what? Do you not love me or what?
I didn't know you were so highfalutin. You give me one of those sheet cakes?
I don't like
crappy
the frosting.
Old Dixie cup?
I hate that kind of frosting. I don't like
it.
Oh,
we got a stew going.
Like if I have cake.
Stew.
I would like a real cake. I don't know. A gourmet cake, a delicious cake. But Harmon's dad was like, oh, yeah, I was like, cakes are your thing? And then he said, I went to the doctor and I wasn't really feeling well. And he's like, he told his doctor what he eats.
Acute cake-itis?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like,
AKA diabetes.
You would be great if you just laid off the cake. Like he writes that on a prescription pad. Lay off the cake.
No, they have to wean him like Nick Patch style. So it was like half cake a week, then a quarter cake.
I was laughing so hard. It made him laugh. And he goes, oh, and you're a nurse. Oh, this is great. Anyway,
I'll tell you who makes the best like crappy low end cakes.
Who?
Costco.
Oh, Costco. Those are not low end cakes. Actually,
I guess
that's
not technically, but you buy them in a damn warehouse next to 50 others that look just like it. So you can't.
Yeah, but their muffins and their baked goods, those are actually all imported in. They don't actually do that there. Like the muffins and stuff, they actually come from someplace else.
Heaven.
I think so.
What's the bakery right there for? Is it like completely ornamental? Is their whole job they just sit there with icing to be like, happy birthday, Steven?
Yes, exactly. That's pretty much what they do there. But the breads and the muffins and stuff actually come from somewhere else. But they actually
do. Like 100%. I'm not ball busting here.
No. They do the frosting and stuff, but I'm not sure if they do the cakes. I don't know that they bake the cakes there, but I know that they do make the frosting there.
That seems like the harder part. Like, what? I don't exactly know how to make frosting. Even I can throw cake batter together and shove it in an oven.
Yeah, but I think when they come, I don't know, but the Costco, because their frosting is like a whipped kind of base, it's different. I don't like the grocery store. And people always fighting over the rose, like, oh, give me the rose, give me the rose. I'm like, have all the roses. Like, I don't, it's disgusting.
It depends on the cake. I've gone through phases where I wasn't big on the icing.
Never.
Like you, I just wanted the cake, and then I toss ice cream on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with ice
cream. Health nut. But lately, I'm back in Icingville big time.
No, it depends.
You know the only gross thing?
Yeah.
Is when it's a message, like a beautiful graphic on a cake, and it's printed on that like quote unquote edible paper stuff, and then mixed in the icing. Who wants to pretend that's good? Tastes like dog crap, and we all know it.
I don't know. I don't like it.
You spit it out like a herringbone. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I've had that stuff before. I really hate it. You don't know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. The transfer sheets or whatever. Just sugar, and then they just lay it down. But you can print on it and do all that. So I could do your image or whatever.
It's gross. It looks like one of those airbrushed t-shirts.
Yes, exactly.
From the beach. It's that kind of level of graphic wizardry.
Speaking
and then
of that, why
are
those things still in business? I mean, every time I see one, I joke with whoever I'm with. I'm like, hey, you want to put our name on that? A sunset on a license plate?
Have you ever gone to an amusement park? Was it empty?
People.
It wasn't. Was it? Everyone you see there. That's why those stores are in business.
That's ridiculous, though. Like, who
no
wants
amusement
that?
Park people are dumb. I don't make blanket statements on the show, except all the time when I do. Anyone who goes to amusement park, dummy.
I actually like
who
amusement
likes them
parks.
At least. Oh, I know a lot of smart people that like them. But in my heart, when you're like, oh, I can't wait to go to King's Dominion for the third time. They have a new roller coaster. I'm like, you're an idiot.
I don't know. I like thrill rides and all that. Really? We were just talking about doing a zip line trip the other day.
In my judgmental prick head.
You wouldn't do zip lining?
No, that I do a lot. For whatever reason, I like zip lining because you actually have like a relaxed view that you wouldn't normally have. It's the same way
when you jump out of a tree and you're just hooked to with some dental floss.
Yeah, that's fine to me. For whatever reason, zip lining, I get the point of.
Yeah.
Like,
but
it's the
all
same
day
way that
thing.
My favorite part of a flight is when I'm up in the air and I'm seeing all the roads that I see all the time.
Yeah.
But like from a different perspective, I think that's cool as hell. Roller coasters that just it's like, well, you had, 2000 brain cells before this and you've got 1900 afterward where they just slam your brains around.
That's how I feel about people who drink.
Around.
I'm like, why do you drink? Like, why would you do that? And it's a waste of money. Like, why do you need to throw up in your friend's tub and wake up in their
stories?
Driveway? It's stupid.
Maybe you have a podcast you need to do a little prep for.
I don't know.
Drink your prep.
I mean, that's ridiculous. It seems so like a waste. I mean, you're killing brain cells. They never come back. You know what I mean? You regret the things you do. You don't want to text. You
can't
talk
to people.
What if
you're like me and you're just extra charming when you're drunk?
But when I'm on a roller coaster and I text someone afterwards, like I don't regret that. I don't need to say, oh, I wish I didn't sleep with that guy after a roller coaster. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not a big fan of either, to be honest. So, yeah, I guess I do see what you're saying. Not a big drinker, but for me, amusement parks really suck.
I mean,
just everything about it. I hate the people there. Like, I really, it's not just the lines, the people themselves. I can't stop looking at them and thinking I'm better than you. Even though I don't do much with my own life, I just know I'm better than them.
I don't know. I do like the thrill
rides. The rides themselves. Oh, I hate the thrill rides.
I love those.
No, because they're put together by morons.
No, I mean, it's just because one lady fell off.
I don't know how that doesn't happen all the time. I really don't.
John would do that just to teach people a lesson not to go on them.
And like on the puss rides, too. Like on a little teacup that goes 30 feet in the air. I'd loosen the screws on that even. I don't want them thinking any of this is safe.
We lost another Dumbo.
Oh, yeah. Like the Scooby-Doo at King's Dominion. I would just cut that thing in half. Just hurdle people into space.
That is not nice. That is horrible. I mean, I just like it. I like rides and all that.
I don't get it, especially carnival. Oh, the local carnivals.
Oh, those. I hate those. And I hate the fair. Like, they had a table setting thing. That's not even us, I don't think.
Something's like vibrating in my left ear.
It was like we just had a mini earthquake here in the studio.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
That was a little rumble.
Oh, by the way, you might be right about that whitehead. Oh. I can't even touch my lip right now. It really hurts.
That thing needs to go to heaven.
I want to close this because we're talking about health and all that junk.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to Chopped.
Yes.
You've been as well.
No, I haven't been, but my friend Nick was telling me about it, and he was going to treat me, and I haven't gone yet because
I'm
going to
explain Chopped to you right now.
Delicious. He said it's great.
It's a salad store.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which sounds lame and queer.
Well, lame and queer. All right, I'm
with
you.
A little gay.
Okay, so chicks dig it. What the heck is that?
I don't know. It really...
Now it sounds like we're being sucked up into space.
The console's vibrating, and it's only my left ear is shaking. Yeah, it's not my phone vibrating.
No,
like
it's something, extraterrestrial.
Wow. Oh, is this going to be like Auschwitz? Like I walk out and I've got radiation burns
and, they
and
kept
I'm sterile?
And they kept going. They were so cute. They just kept yapping on
the
radio.
The band plays on.
That's right. Oh, my.
I went to Chopped yesterday. Yes. Mm-hmm. Billed to me as kind of a salad god. Darn
Holy
it.
Smokes. The listeners can't hear this because they can't even
No,
hear
it's right. obviously not picking yeah. up on instrumentation.
Oh, my.
And it's not like we're doing some funny bit because there's nothing funny about this. It's just interrupting any story as I'm trying to tell it.
Seriously.
What it is- literally sounds like God is just leaning down and going on top of the station. Because the whole thing, there's a subtle vibration.
The thing is, throughout. We haven't gotten any text from Maria. Like, there's a lion on the loose or there's a UFO, you know? So if we were really in
a lion with Parkinson's, he's shaking everything.
So I feel like we're safe because Maria hasn't warned us yet.
Our phones are on silent and yeah. we get horrible reception here.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
We could literally have 30 people
trying to contact us right
telling
now.
Telling us that ID4 is really going down. We wouldn't know.
That is really freaky.
Only once has anything really bad happened here, and they came in and sprinted and told us like tornadoes were ravaging the area. And we stayed on. We just laughed. We're like, oh, who gives a crap? And then I drive outside. I swear to Christ, a lightning bolt comes down and blows up a transformer right in front of me. I was like, okay. And it let out the weirdest like chemical weapon orange smoke after it blew up.
I was actually driving to Massachusetts, I think, with some friends. And we actually...
We're driving to Chopped. You're driving the story back to the one I was telling. Gotcha. Listen,
and we saw a tree get struck by lightning and it went on fire like yeah, a cartoon.
Like a movie.
Yeah. And I was like, how cool is that?
It's great. Yeah.
And everyone was like, they were like, what is wrong with her?
Ah, screw them. I'm with you on this one. Like, rides are dumb, but that's awesome and real.
Like a tree just got set on fire by lightning. Like, wow. Who gets to see that? Yeah.
So I went to Chopped yesterday.
Yes, which is delicious.
Yes, with the lady companion,
correct,
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place that literally, the way you go to Chipotle and you pick your ingredients mm-hmm. and they make a burrito or taco, it's the same presentation, except it's just salad. And you yeah. pick like five different styles of salad.
Yeah.
You put your meats in, but they have recommendations for everything. From
yeah,
the
I saw
salad
when I looked up online.
To the dressing that yeah. goes with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the whole... secret, by the way, do you now have nonstop static prickling your ears, or is that just
no
me?
But my feet are vibrating, so.
What the hell is going on? Seriously,
I'm not even joking, my feet are shaking from whatever is going on.
I don't like this. I'm just gonna start bleeding from my eyes, I bet, in a couple of seconds.
Yeah, well, we can blame your cell phone, we can blame Apple. Oh,
so you go to Chopped and it looks like a normal salad. You're like, I put tomatoes in mine. What's the big deal? I put egg in mine.
Yeah.
I got dressing and meat. There's yeah. nothing really different here. And they go in the finale, yeah. the fatality to your salad, if you will. They take one of those. It looks almost like a two-man lumberjack saw.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about. Except it's just a bowed piece of metal. And it's how you quickly cut pizzas.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally that instrument. And they go buck on your salad for like a minute straight. Like they... Yeah. It really looks like OJ sticking yeah. it to Nicole. Like, they're losing it.
Right.
This little Chopped trick, I guess,
yeah,
turns it from, again, I make salads at home. Mm-hmm. They taste like crap, and then yeah. I don't make them again for 9 months.
Yeah.
And then I'll go out and have one. I'm like, salads are delicious. It killed.
Yeah.
Just chopping it up. Again, we go today. What was the place we went to? Was it
Cava?
Cava. Mm-hmm. Okay. We go to Cava. Mediterranean Chipotle. Yeah. You're noticing a trend here. Chipotle busted the door open for like $9 yeah. but non-sit-down restaurant. Or, yeah. I'm sorry, not fast food.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, fresh ingredients and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Chipotle is literally like restaurant, except you don't have to tip.
Yeah.
And it's made quickly. Correct. It's a pretty brilliant concept. Good yeah. for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So... we go to Cava, and they do the same thing. It's like shredded
yeah.
veggies, and they toss a bunch of crap on, and yeah. you stir it together. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to eat this all the time. I don't feel like I'm. This isn't something I'm doing that's yeah. healthy. You're like, I could eat this every day of the week.
Yeah. Well, I think when they chop it like that, the reason that it makes it better, because you still get the components, the whole components, because it's not down to mush, but... the dressing, whatever dressing or topping that you put on it, hugs every piece. Whereas when you have greater pieces, they can kind of hold more of the dressing, leaving, You know what I mean? It doesn't mix as well.
I think I more feel like a dinosaur. You know what I mean? Like when they show, there's the picture of the Brachiosaurus.
Yeah.
Is that even still a dinosaur?
I know
they're like rediscovering and renaming them all the time. I feel like that, where you just literally walk up to a fern.
Yeah.
And you just shove the entire tree in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what a salad feels like to me at home. And I never get enough ingredients to make it good. I never know what goes together. I'm just like, oh, there's a tomato. There's a goat's
salads.
Tongue. I don't know salad recipes.
I
want to learn
a recipe,
this,
but I do salads all the time, and I make beautiful salads.
I swear to God, they fry the lettuce or something, though. There's just something. I've never made a salad at home.
But that's the
same
thing when you
go
to a burger joint and you're like, wow, this burger is delicious. But when you do it at home, you're like, ah, it tastes like cardboard, or it just tastes like whatever. You know, or you get those pre-done
patties.
I'd
like to knock you down a peg, but you literally just took the whole argument.
But
out
I think
of
there is something better than doing it for yourself when it's done by someone else. You know, if you have an omelet or you have whatever, you can do eggs at home, but when it's done for you. But you're right, there is a chopped salad. I went out to Outback the other day, and they do a chopped salad there, and there's something better about it. Like, they have their house salad.
Do they put the whole blooming onion inside it, or just half?
No, I don't like blooming onions. I'm not into that. But
I find them kind of gross, but I'm not going to lie. I'll still crush like half of one if you take me to Outback.
I mean, I might have a couple
There is
bites.
Nothing sicker
but I don't really
if
like,
you let it cool.
I don't really like breading on stuff, really.
Really?
I mean, I don't like chicken nuggets. I don't like chicken fingers. Chicken fingers to me are disgusting. I just don't like them. All that breading or whatever.
How are you raised so wrong?
I actually do have a recipe for these really killer nuggets that are Captain Crunch. But I'm trying not to eat meat right now, so.
That's true. You did eat falafel in front of me earlier today. That was our protein choice at Cava.
It was delicious. It was really
good.
Good
job.
Yeah.
So is that it, though? Because I get the feeling someone could take my exact... like.
Well, the thing that made Cava good is that they had so many fresh ingredients that if you just tried to replicate that particular salad at home with two different kinds of hummus and another kind of sauce.
Would it like be these bags of loose veggies would take up half the fridge?
I mean,
like
it
that?
Would. I mean, it would pay off if you wanted to eat that every single day. But you know what I mean? So you'd have all that kind of stuff in your fridge, and it would cost, you know, $30-$40.
Because I'm hooked on these salads.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of woke up today, and I'm like, all right, I won't.
But was like to say, make falafels and then to make, like we had red onion, you can have eggplant, you can have.
I was
going to
say you're going to go out and like buy this instead of eating it. And then, of course, I went up to Cobb and just bought it again. I want to go to Whole Foods though, and I want to like try to make this salad.
Yeah, you
but
can.
I don't know, like
if we went to
one.
Whole Foods and I bought a bunch of stuff, you would have the best salad you ever had.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't you see the pictures of the ones I've done? I've showed you before. They're fabulous.
I saw you take a picture of your salad at Cava. Were you trying to foist that off as yours?
No, I make beautiful salads. What about the one I made for my friend?
I don't know. Where do you post these? Instagram?
I wish I don't have Instagram. I should, though, shouldn't
you
I?
Absolutely should make one with the Allison Frank handle.
I mean, I just...
And to any of our four listeners, don't be a prick and take it. It'd be hilarious. Don't get me wrong, but don't do it. Same way I made pfpod.com, and there's some bitch sitting at pfpod on Twitter who's tweeted three times in November of 2010, I think.
Look at the salad I made. Doesn't that look delicious?
Yeah, it looks really good, but I don't think it's going to eat like one of the salads.
No,
I had.
I mean, this had jalapeno, this had mango, this had some apple, and the vinaigrette that I made was just killer. So when you ate this, it was just divine. It was really beautiful. The only thing, there wasn't any protein on this particular one, but I could definitely add some protein or something. But like with Cava, I mean, you had that and you had something like this too. So to combine, you know,
hummus.
The
you're showing a picture. You're literally showing a picture. I'm just reminding you, we're on radio and you're showing a picture.
I'm showing it to you.
And you're saying, and we had this.
Right. So we're having, I was going to explain that, but you can explain it too. But I'm saying we had
like hummus
three,
with a heart cut out of a beet.
It's actually out of a red pepper.
All right. So you took a red pepper and somehow carved it into a heart. And
yeah,
then
and I made flowers too. I made flowers out
Why
of potato
Why don't you ever
and
make
carrots.
Any of this the 40 hours of a week That you stay at my mom's place.
Your brother was like, when the hell am I going to get some of this?
Instead, we're just eating out of Chick-fil-A bags in a parking lot.
Well, because we don't buy food, and there's no room in your mom's refrigerator. Like, we can't even take a picture of this.
Again, everyone thinks I joke about her, like, cramming and hoarding and stuff.
No,
Allison,
I mean, it's just, there is no space, like, for anything. So, like, even if you wanted to do, like, the salad that we had today at Cava, there was no room for those ingredients.
So, it's cool I'm fat, then. Like, I'm kind of just doomed to that.
Yeah, because you have to eat out of a bag because there's no room in your refrigerator.
Well, because I'm allowed 3 food items, which are then stored on the kitchen table.
But
which
that
is, of
said,
course,
she
storage.
Has been buying those Naked juices, which are very good for her. I don't know if she drinks them, but she really should.
I think
should.
Will just drinks them and then calls her a bitch. you know the politics of our house.
When he wants to give her a verbal hug.
Yeah.
Because he's used other words.
Well, they say punch out on a high note, and boy, was that a laugh a minute.
Yeah, it was. That was
also
great.
I'm like an idiot potting up the wrong pot.
Oh,
let's
sorry.
Do it again.
All right.
Let's do it again.
Oh, we're always out of time.
We're all out of time, people, on this episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. I was joined today by the lovely Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
Follow us both at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter. Yeah. She's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N. Papa's Basement is hosted at inpapasbasement.com. Go there every Monday and every Thursday. A new episode of the show, as well as links to all the various other side projects I'm engaged in. You got pfpod.com. It's a football podcast with football writing as well. There's, Christ, I don't even know all the URLs. Spookies Comic, thespookiescomic.com. We had to buy like 5 of them before they started working. Find Papa's Basement on iTunes. You can use the podcast app for the iPhone, the iPad, and all that crap.
Yeah.
I don't know what you use for Droid exactly. I'm sure there's like a million podcast apps on that one.
Find us
on iTunes. Please subscribe to us, rate us, and all that junk. And we're doing the next episode in a couple seconds.
No, we're not. We're doing it on Thursday.
You're right. It's live when you listen.
Bye.
How silly.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.